A new exhibition at the New York Historical Society features artifacts from a time in sports history called the Black Fives Era. That refers to the period during the first half of the 20th century in segregated America, where African Americans formed basketball leagues of their own. Teams included the Harlem Globetrotters. Claude Johnson of Greenwich, Connecticut, started the Black Fives Foundation, which has collected hundreds of artifacts from that era, many of which are on display. He joins us from the New York Historical Society in Manhattan. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mr. Johnson, as an amateur historian, you've done quite a bit of research into this era. What's important about this time in sports history, and why do you think it's often overlooked?
Well, what's important is that there was a thriving world of basketball where teams evolved and became successful, not just among African-American teams, but on the whole. This period lasted from about 1904, when Edwin Bancroft Henderson first introduced the game to blacks. In that time, it was in Washington, D.C., and it spread. And the period ends in 1950, when the NBA hires its first three African-American players. The reason why this history faded away, it wasn't really intentional. It's just that the league had its own marketing and PR. The Globetrotters had to take a divergent path where they hit a fork in the road, because before this they had a monopoly on black basketball talent. At least they wanted that. And when they saw that they couldn't get that, they then went more towards the, in the direction of entertainment and comedy than they ever had. And so that took on its own life. And the NCAA, which at that time, was emerging, had its own world. And there was really no reason to go back and celebrate what had happened up till then.
There are many interesting artifacts on display, and one in particular caught my attention. It's a pair of leather and sheepskin knee pads. What do those reveal about the Black Fives era?
Well, what it revealed is a couple of things. One, the game was quite rugged back then, and more importantly, you didn't know where you were going to play and what the conditions were going to be, especially on the floor. So the surface of the floor was important. You had to consider it. There might have been nails sticking out, splinters, other kinds of defects and irregularities that made the game unsafe if you were going to just be sliding around out there on your knees. And the interesting thing about it is that if you look at NBA players today, now everybody's wearing knee pads again. So it's kind of come full cycle.
You originally started Black Fives as a for-profit company. Why did you decide to go the nonprofit route?
Well, although it was literally profitable for a while and in some ways lucrative to sell T-shirts and jerseys and merchandise, we felt that it was much more meaningful and longer lasting to go and put our efforts behind a cause. And the cause is to use this history to engage youth and others, and also to advocate for the benefit of the pioneers and their descendants. It's really very much what we were always doing, but it takes the effort and the pressure out of constantly trying to sell, rather than trying to make a difference.
Mr. Johnson, thanks for taking time with us today.
You're so welcome. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Claude Johnson is the founder of the Black Fives Foundation, based in Greenwich, Connecticut. The foundation has lent a number of artifacts to the New York Historical Society in Manhattan for its current exhibit, Black Fives.